Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Good morning. This is Send 7 World News in 7 Minutes. I'm Namitha Raghunath, and today is Tuesday, the 4th of May, 2021. Starting in Europe today. In Germany, police have arrested 3 men for allegedly running one of the world's biggest online networks for sharing images of child sex abuse. The international network, involving several police forces, has now been taken down. Officials say the network had more than 400,000 registered users. The European Union Commission is planning to ease restrictions of non-essential travel from overseas. Yesterday, Adalbert Jans, the European Commission spokesperson for Home Affairs, proposed the plan. According to the plan, anyone who has received the last dose of an EU-approved vaccine at least 2 weeks before flying will be allowed to travel.
The Commission is proposing to ease restrictions on non-essential travel to the EU to take into account the progress of vaccination campaigns and developments in the epidemiological situation worldwide, while addressing variants through a new emergency brake mechanism. Among the main changes, we propose to allow entry to the EU for non-essential reasons, not only for all persons coming from countries with a good epidemiological situation, but also for all people who have received the last recommended dose of an EU-authorized vaccine. This could be extended to vaccines having completed the WHO emergency use listing process.
In France, children have returned to classes in schools, and a domestic travel ban has been lifted. France is currently easing its 3rd COVID lockdown, which began in March. Citizens can now travel further than 10 kilometers from home and go anywhere in France. They also no longer have to carry a form giving them reason to travel. Asia. In India, capital city Delhi has asked the army to help deal with the second wave of COVID-19 cases. Hospitals in Delhi are in crisis. Intensive care beds are full, and there is not enough medical oxygen for patients. Delhi's government wants the army to run COVID care facilities and intensive care units. India has seen more than 300,000 new cases a day for nearly 2 weeks straight. In New Zealand, yesterday, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern addressed human rights issues in China. In her speech to the China Business Summit, she said New Zealand was concerned about the situation of Uyghurs in the Xinjiang region and people who live in Hong Kong.
As a significant power, the way that China treats its partners is important for us, and we will continue to promote the things that we believe in and support the rules-based system that underpins our collective well-being. We need to acknowledge that there are some things on which China and New Zealand do not, cannot, and will not agree. We have commented publicly about our grave concerns regarding the human rights situation of the Uyghurs in Xinjiang. You'll know that, as a government, we've also spoken out about continued negative developments with regard to the rights, freedoms, and autonomy of the people of Hong Kong.
Africa. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, the end of an Ebola outbreak was declared yesterday. The outbreak infected 12 people in the eastern province of North Kivu and killed 6 of them. The Democratic Republic of Congo gave more than 1,600 of the patient's contacts and contacts of those contacts an Ebola vaccine. In Guinea, the government has started recruiting people to test a new COVID-19 drug. The drug aims to treat people with mild to moderate forms of COVID-19. If the drug is successful, it could stop the replication of the virus. It also aims to lower the breathing difficulties people have once infected. There are currently no known treatments for COVID-19. The Americas. In the United States, President Joe Biden has said that four families that were separated at the Mexico border during Donald Trump's presidency will be reunited this week. Biden's administration called yesterday's announcement just the beginning of a plan to reunite separated family members in the United States. In Cuba, a well-known protester was taken to hospital after 7 days on hunger strike. Luis Manuel Ontero Alcantara began his protest after police raided his home in the capital, Havana, last month. Luis is the leader of the San Isidro movement, a group of artists and journalists who campaign for freedom of speech and democracy in the communist country. The hospital said he was in a stable condition, but relatives and friends say they have not been able to communicate with him. And finally, today is Star Wars Day, also known as May the 4th be with you. Star Wars is one of the most successful film franchises in the world, with a box office revenue of over $10 billion. And that's your world news in 7 minutes. Find transcripts, past episodes, or send us a message at send7.org. Leave a review on your podcast app, and we will say thank you on the podcast. I'm Namitha Raghunath, and tomorrow you will be with Stephen DeVincenzi. Have a great day.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.